Hello, hello, hello.
Shit. That was very loud. Sorry about
Once again, here we go.
Welcome.
Starting out with Tim just going off the fucking rails.
We've had some complaints about it not being loud enough.
Oh, yeah, some little bitches and moans.
Moans and bitches.
Because their vagine hurts so bad.
Ah, the vagine, it hurts so bad.
Welcome to podcast, White Trash Cast, episode number Sacy time.
It's Sace.
Got something I want to recap. We got some emails, actually. Just kidding. We didn't get any emails.
No emails.
Please send emails or twats. Email is whitetrashcast@gmail.com.
Yeah, if you could send some twats, that'd be great.
Twatter.
I really appreciate it.
Twatter is whitetrashcast. It's really not that fucking complicated.
Well, at whitetrashcast. Sorry, I'm yelling on purpose.
Send us emails. You got FMKs. You got Banger Hang. I really want to get that going. I think that'd be fun.
Be the greatest thing ever.
To ridicule your bitches. Let's see. Any other emails? No?
Yeah, I mean, it's clear that we're not getting any emails about our praise or any praise for us, so I really can't think of anything. Like, you know, it is what it is, I guess. Just, here's the thing. I'm an avid podcast listener to other podcasts, obviously. I don't just listen to this when it's complete.
And, you're low?
Yes, I'm low. Pardon me.
You turn to watch soccer and you just...
No, I was actually just thinking the soccer just happened to be over there. Anyway, I got a problem with watching soccer. I need to not do that. But I don't send emails to podcasts. However, they have hundreds of thousands of listeners. So, not the same thing. Because, whatever, I'm not going to get into this shit. We're trying to do this. It's fun, whatever. We take time out of our lives. And
we do it for you.
We do it for you.
We do it for you people. And I'm talking about black people. We do it for you people.
There's a particular person who happens to be black that said they were going to send us some hate mail because they had a lot of hate to send our way.
You lied to me.
Didn't do it. Don't know what's happening there.
Liar.
Not trustworthy.
Every day, whenever we're prepping for our podcast, we enjoy doing these vocal warm-ups. What I do is I press record on Audacity. And we try and make penises with our voice. And it's very hard to explain. But you see, it's like, I call it the heartbeat monitor. And we try and get it steady and then go louder and then softer slowly to make it fade into the tip of the penis. It is the most entertaining thing I think I do every week.
It's quite nice. And I'm 1 for 5 today. I made one almost perfect penis. It was my first. I made a couple Sasquatch penises. I don't know. They seem very hairy based on what I was looking at. But
I made a butt plug.
He did. He made a giant
cool
butt plug.
I wish I could show it to you all, but nope. No butt plug pictures. Sorry.
Yeah, I don't know what to say either. But what are you going to do?
Yep. So it's springtime. What's going on? Oh, shit. You lowered the volume.
I had to. I couldn't listen to myself anymore. It was a delay and...
Yeah, it was a...
Oh, man. It was awful.
Yeah, it's springtime, and my daughter, she asked if she wanted... if I could go fishing with her this year. And my first thought should have been, all right, my daughter wants to go fishing. That's awesome.
That
wasn't
your first thought, though.
No, my first thought was, shit, if I go fishing with my daughter, I'm going to be teaching her how to fish. When I just want to pass out drunk in a lawn chair.
Plus, if you teach her how to fish, then she's going to want to go fishing all the time.
Yeah, I might accidentally get like a hook stuck in my finger or something and scare the shit out of her so she won't want to do it again.
Yeah, wow, yeah. I don't know. I mean, if you like fishing, that's great.
I love fishing.
I don't dislike fishing. I think if I were to go on a deep sea fishing trip, that'd be great. I think it'd be fun. But at the end of the day, like, okay, what are we going to do on this one day we have off together? Well, let's go spend money on stinky bait. We'll get our fishing poles readied. We'll pay for our license and we'll go out to some fucking shitty pond where it's hot. And I'm with my kids, so I can't get hammered and try to enjoy myself in that degenerate way. And then what am I going to do? I'm going to cast my fucking line into some body of water Calvin's dying right now. He's having a coughing fit. He may be dying. I don't know. Oh, Lord Jesus, it's a fire. I think he might have swallowed a pubic hair. I don't know. Either way, we're back. Well, he's back. I've been here. Anyway.
Oh, my God. I think it just popped a blood vessel in my eyeball.
Oh, wow. It adds character, though. Yeah.
No, it adds fucking pain. God.
Chick stick scars, man. Chick stick scars. Anyway, I'm not against fishing. Hey, whatever. But I don't know. To plan a whole day around it and go fishing. And here's the thing with that. Ultimately, I'm lazy, obviously. You haven't figured that out by now. And I do all this prep work. I go and I sit, perhaps, in a folding chair that I brought. And I cast my line out to catch a fish. And then I catch some fish, and I'm so fucking happy. I'm like, God damn, I got 3 fucking bass. I'm getting bass woodies over here. I don't even know what that means. And then what do you do with them? You either throw them back, which to me seems like a complete waste of time, or you keep them.
Yes.
Which means you got to take them home.
Yes.
And you got to clean them. And fuck that noise. Too much work. I'm going to watch a Pacino movie and lay on the couch with my hand on my dick. That's what I'm doing. Sorry. Now, you want to plan a deep fishing trip? Great. I want to go catch a fucking sterling or something. I don't know.
Marlin.
Yeah.
Fucking swordfish. I disagree with you. I think that when you catch a fish, you got to get on land after you get out of your boat, or if you're on land, whatever. Who gives a fuck? And then usually wherever there's fishing, except, like, I don't know, wherever you are, you bring the knife
land?
There. Yeah, when you're on when you're on this thing called dry land, it's fucking awesome. But no, you're there. You bring the fillet knife with you, everything you need, and you do it right there. And you just throw the guts back in the water.
And you cook it there.
No, you don't cook it there. You just put it in water until you get home. So
fresh water or river water?
It doesn't.
That's gross.
It doesn't matter.
I have a problem with it.
Why?
I'm a bit of a germaphobe.
The
just,
fucking thing
I'm not
is
gonna
swimming
fucking,
in the water
I'm
anyway.
I'm not going to fucking cut off the entire outside of this creature that's living in its own shit and piss and then stick the goddamn fillet back in the water. It's just not going to happen.
It's already made of that water. It's
what?
You
that's
are
like
what
saying,
you eat.
That's like saying we're already made of our piss and shit, so it's okay.
No, it's not. Dude.
The German Scheiße film. You already make a shit. Shit on my face.
The fucking fish is already living in that shit-infested water, breathing it in and out through its magical gills every single day, and there's no difference. You put it fine. Just stick your shit in the cooler. Whatever. Is that better? How about we just...
It's just too much work. It's too much fucking work.
No, but it's part of the... I don't know. Whatever, fine.
You do realize you're arguing the counterpoint to what your original thought was.
What?
You didn't want to go.
No, I want to go. I would go fishing to get drunk and to eat something afterwards.
Pussy.
Fish.
Same what thing. Same smell anyway.
Hold on.
It depends on the lady, really.
Pop my beer. But yeah, so I go to sit around with my headphones in, listening to whatever kind of music I want to listen to. Probably when I'm out there, I'll listen to fucking Redneck Yacht Club, Yeehaw Hick country songs. Good quality white trash music.
Let me paint you a picture. You take out your best folding cloth chairs. You know the wood cloth chairs?
Yeah,
I don't know what the fuck they're called. So Calvin shows his daughter how to put a worm on the hook, cast it. She's feeling comfortable about it. Everything's good. She's like, Daddy, I got this. I don't know how she talks, but I'm assuming.
Papa, papa.
Papa, papa, la, la, la. Anyway, so you get to the point where you're like, you know what? I'm real fucking confident that she can catch these motherfucking fish. She even knows how to get the needle nose pliers and take the fucking hook out of the mouth and put that shit in the bucket or put it on the line in the water. She's golden. So you're like, all right.
All right, all right, all
and she's
right.
She's like, Daddy, Daddy. No, she's not like that. She's like, Papa, I'm going to go, you know, 20 yards down here because, you know, I think the fish are biting. You're like, cool. And you put your little earbuds in. You got a little Alice in Chains playing or some Radiohead.
I know what you're getting at.
You got
you. Tell you.
You know what I'm getting at. Yeah. What am I getting at?
And she's going over there and she falls in the water.
No.
Oh, okay.
Much worse.
Oh God.
What I'm getting at is you put your headphones in, you've been drinking, you got your PBR sitting there, it's American beer, and you just get real relaxed. You got your fucking fishing pole on a little tee piece of wood, so it's sitting there, right?
Oh yeah.
And you're just like, you know, here comes a rooster drinking your PBR.
Spoon man.
And then you hear and you look up, and somehow she's cast that hook right into her own face.
God.
And it's like, oh, sweet Jesus, there's a fire.
See, okay, fine. A hook to her face. Not worse than drowning. However.
Fair enough.
Still bad. It depends on if she gets herself. It would be very difficult to get you in the. Well, first off. The reason I don't want to go with my daughter is because I would be responsible for her, and I couldn't put my earbuds in. That's the thing. I wouldn't put my earbuds in the first place because I wouldn't want a hook in her face.
Well, that ruins my entire argument then.
Yeah.
Also, just today, you told me that by the time she's 13, she's going to be smarter than you are now, so that really makes everything I said null and void. I was just throwing it out there.
Yeah. She wants to fish. I don't know. She, whatever. Yeah. And I also hope that she's a lesbian when she gets older.
If I had a daughter, I'd hope she was a lesbian too.
Yeah, because, I mean, I don't want to have to deal with the dudes coming over. If she brings over, whenever she's like 15, if she's lesbian and she brings girls over, I'll be like, eh, yeah, it's creepy. This 15-year-old chick scissor banging my daughter.
Well, maybe not at 15. I think the thing is, like, as you get older, we've both been married a long time. You're more pragmatic. You understand how women think to a certain degree, depending who you are. I don't fucking know. But we both know how we thought when we were 15 years old.
Oh, yeah.
And it was at any cost, at any detriment to anything, if I can make this happen, let's do this. And then the secondary thought when you're, like, say 15, because you brought up 15, I've never done this before. I hope I can get it in before I blow a load.
Yeah.
And as a father with a daughter, that's got to be all you're thinking.
Yeah.
In the back of your head. Because I have two boys, thank God. And my wife hates me because I have some pretty good looking boys, and I tell her very frequently, like, she'll say, aren't our boys handsome? All, you know, mom cleaver like, and I'll say, you know, they are damn handsome boys. They're going to tear up so much ass in high school. And she doesn't like that one bit.
God.
But I don't have a daughter, so I don't have to worry about
good
that.
Good thing kids aren't going to the same fucking school.
God. Oh, yeah. Oh, that was loud.
Yep.
Hold on a second. I'm going to make a penis.
Oh, that was a terrible one.
Yeah, it's
that
got a stub nose. Stub nose there.
That was a terrible
That's a
snub penis.
Nose 38 right there.
A snub nose?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know what to tell you.
Yep.
Hey, man, that's terrible. That's terrible, man. That's terrible.
And also, once she gets of age and goes to college, and she comes back to visit, and she brings back her significant other, and she's like some 22-year-old chick, you know? I'd much rather see that than some dude who's growing his first beard.
All right, hypothetical question. Hypothetical question. Okay. You get like a Thanksgiving. Your daughter's graduated college. She's in her first place.
Yep.
Now, it's a would you rather
from
a father's standpoint.
Okay.
On the one hand, she's a lesbian. On the other hand, she's straight.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, on the straight side, she brings home this guy. He's handsome. He seems nice. He shares some interests with you. You give a little, you know, you look into it a little bit, and he seems like a relatively good guy, and you kind of like him, whatever, but you're skeptical because it's your daughter. Okay.
Yeah, I understand.
And for some reason, he's either wearing tight pants or you accidentally see him coming out of the shower, and he's hung like a pack animal.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you hear them, so you know you feel like you can't say anything, but you know for a fact that there's just 9.5 inches
it's
of
like
pure American beef.
Mandingo's banging my daughter.
Right. Which you don't like.
No.
But you kind of like him. Okay. Conversely. Your daughter comes home with a girlfriend because she's a lesbian.
Yeah.
And this chick is hot. Like sell your house hot or just leave it.
Now I know where you're getting.
Yep.
I know what's going
on. However, she's a super duper feminist bitch.
And a heroin addict.
No, not even a heroin addict. But she comes in the house and you're like, oh, hi, I'm Calvin. Nice to meet you. I'm glad things are working out for you guys because you don't care about that whole lesbian thing.
No.
And the first thing out of her mouth is like, that's what a man would say. That's what a man would say to me right now. And that's all she does all the time is just berate you for being a fucking sexist pig. And she's like, you're a pig. Your dad's a pig. Your dad's just a shitty pig. And she storms out and she just causes all these problems because she's a super feminist. Not that there's anything wrong with feminism, but those super feminism ones, go fuck yourselves. Anyway, so what are you taking? You taking the annoying feminist bitch who's hot, or are you taking Mandingo who you can drink PBRs with? What's it going to be? I'm curious.
As funny as Mandingo sounds, it's fucking hilarious. I am actually smarter than you think.
I think you're very smart.
And I wouldn't tell my daughter what I thought of that stupid bitch. Because she has to learn for herself.
And no, I didn't ask you. I'm just, what would you prefer?
Oh, I would prefer Mandingo.
Yeah, see, I would too.
Yeah.
I thought you'd say that. I'm glad. I'm like a proud, I got nothing. I'm a couple years old. You know what I mean?
A proud uncle.
I'm like your proud drunk uncle. Yeah. Uncle Billy. Uncle Billy's going to drink some beer. Hey, boy, you 14 yet? We're going to drink some beers. Some bitch barrel of monkey nuts. I don't even know what's going on here. God. Oh, fuck me.
This is getting out of hand. Let's change the subject. Soccer haircuts.
Oh, yeah, soccer haircuts.
We're watching soccer right now, by the way. Tim just brought this up.
Yeah, I watch soccer all the time. This is America, so I realize most of you don't like soccer. I don't care. Go fuck yourselves. Point is, I watch a lot of soccer, and worst fucking haircuts of any athletes ever.
I agree.
I caveat that with, I don't know what this trend is in football of the black athletes having fucking braids down to their fucking shoulders, but it's goddamn ridiculous.
Yeah.
But again, that's just me. I don't have anything against the braids, but I don't know why it's so goddamn popular.
Basketball players are starting to do it too.
See, and that's worse because there's no helmet to hold it.
Yeah. Down. Yeah. It's just,
they're fucking going up for a layup. It's flapping their fucking dreads.
Dude, that's the last thing I want when I'm going up to slap some shot out of some dude's hand is a fucking dread hitting me in the face.
Yeah, fucking 9 worms cracking you in the fucking
dude,
cheek.
Fucking
fuck that.
Yeah.
I don't get it. I hate trendy stuff, and that's why the soccer thing came up. I was saying these are by far the worst haircuts I've ever seen. Like, there's a lot of, like, the thing is, you get a lot of South American players, and you get a lot of European players, and styles different all over, and it melds together, especially with technology now, but it's still very different everywhere. Everywhere the fad's different, and it's fucking awful. A lot of these guys have, like, fucking multicolored mohawks or faux hawks and just all kinds of weird shit, and it's awful, and I don't get it.
There's three kinds of people in this world. People who don't like soccer because it makes them feel gay for some reason. People who enjoy soccer because they understand the sport.
That's me.
Or people who like soccer because there are trendy sons of bitches running everywhere.
Right. I hate those
guys. Those are the only like.
We used to work with one of those guys.
Yeah. Yeah, we did.
Fucking A.
Yep. And he was big into twatter. He'd probably send us some twats.
No real twats, though. He was a twat master when it came to twatter. Real twats he had a hard time seeing, but that's just my recollection.
Yep. So, yeah, good. Why don't we take, like, this part out right here?
Yeah, sounds good. I don't even know what's happening
right
now.
We're not even going to be on there.
Yeah.
So, oh, let me bring up this wonderful thing that I discovered yesterday. Me and Tim, for, I don't know, what, a year now we've been playing fucking Super Stick Man Golf?
Oh, it's over a year, I think.
iPhone? Yeah, I get into, like, one iPhone game at a time, and I'm about to be in two. That dirty Clash Clans game.
God damn it.
And fucking Super Stick Man Golf 2. It looks like the greatest fucking game ever. You need to challenge me in some Stick Man Golf 2 if you download it. It's coming out in 2 days, so you bitches better have it. Actually, by the time this podcast come out, it'll already be out. So I can pretend like it just came out.
Yeah, I enjoy Clash of Clans, but Super Stick Man Golf is hands down the best iPhone game I've ever played.
Yeah, the second one is even better.
Yeah,
I
we
can't.
Go ahead.
That's a joke. I'm acting like I played it before because I just said, never mind.
Yeah, I got it. No. It's a great game. It's actually kind of simple.
Yeah, very easy.
As far
easy.
As the graphics, it's very simple. It's a golf game, but it's not like one of those cartoon golf games. You just have like this little peg, which you can, in Stickman 2, you get hats. Anyway.
Sweet.
But it's
hats.
All about like geometry and how shit's going to bounce off a wall. So it's actually kind of, in a sense, learning in a way, would you say?
Sure.
To an extent.
Yeah.
But anyway, but it's fucking addictive, and you get to play head-to-head. We play head-to-head all the time.
We're head-to-head right now.
We are head-to-head right now. We call it mushroom kisses.
Oh.
Anyway, ew.
Escaroom kisses.
But they said, that, what was it, like 6 months ago they said it was coming out?
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, we're hoping to get it out this quarter. And, oh, we're hoping to have it out by January 1st. Oh, we're hoping to have it out by February. Anyway, so it's fucking March. It's coming out in less than two days.
Yeah.
Less than two fucking days. This is magnanimous.
Yep.
I can't stress it enough. And I don't like paying for anything. I don't. I've never had a PlayStation. I had an Xbox once. I don't play video games, so I've never spent that kind of money on video games. This thing's probably going to be $5. Get it. And actually, right now, Stickman Golf 1, at least last I read, is free to get people interested in Stickman Golf 2. And you got to get in early because the guys at the top, it's fucking ridiculous. We got in way late. And while Calvin spent more time doing it, he had a much better record than me, but neither of us were ever going to catch the other people that have been playing it so much longer. So,
yep. And Tim's not a gamer. I am. I actually made a quiz at work today. Did you see that quiz?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I thought it was fairly easy. I was like, yeah, just shit off the top of my head.
Yeah,
like,
I knew nothing.
Simple shit. I think the most anybody got right was like 4 questions out of 12. I was like, oh,
I got zero correct.
Yeah. That was
mainly because I looked at it and I said, I don't know any of this.
Yeah, well, you watch this replay. It was badass in soccer. In football, let me bring up our next topic. Tim's fucking juicing right now. And his juice that he...
Not steroids, by
no,
the way.
Oh, yeah. He's not... It's some kind of stupid diet bullshit that fat people use to try and lose some weight.
Not fat. Not doing a diet. Here's the thing. Vegetables have nutrients. Whether you believe...
Really?
No shit, right?
Yeah.
I don't want to be a vegan. Fun. I love meat, not cock. Okay, I'm going to... I just got to preface everything I say on this fucking show.
Yeah.
But when you cook it, the nutrients get burned out, all that kind of stuff. So raw is better. People do raw food diets, whatever. So I still eat like I normally do, but I also make juice. I take a multivitamin, which I know you shit out like 60% of it in a pill form, but you still get some of it. So I make juice to augment my normal diet, and it has nothing to do with, I'm going to juice and lose 30 pounds, and then I'm going to go to the fucking whatever.
Herc's Turtle Head Soup Juice.
At the end of the day, I'm super paranoid about getting sick. I'm super paranoid about cancer. And I'm really super paranoid about, you know, treating my body wrong and getting some sort of disease, because my biggest fear in life is fucking dying when my kids are children and they never get to see me when they get grown up and
yep.
Me not see them grow up. That's my biggest motivator. If I was still single, it wouldn't matter. I'd be mainlining Guinnesses in my kitchen while eating Five Guys, I don't fucking care. But it's for my kids. So
you know what I'm paranoid about?
Dragons?
No. Beating off so much, I ripped my dick skin off.
I think you're going to get a little bit of road rash before that happens, and that's an indicator to stop.
Yeah, that's usually when I do.
Yeah, dude, don't get me started. Have I talked about that on the podcast?
No. Yes. Yes, you have. You talked about beating off frequently.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
You also talk about choking bitches all the time, which was brought up at work again.
Yeah, apparently I talk about choking bitches a lot. It's a fine line.
It's a fetish.
A little bit. Yeah. But it's not like I went into it. I did it a couple times with girls before. It's not my number one move by any means. But when you find a woman that's into it, the thing is, it's not like I have, you know, when me and my wife have sex, it's not like I'm like bend over and then I put her in a chokehold. It's nothing like that. It's like if you're not getting there, if you've been with a person for a long time, you've got a few minute window where you know you're probably going to blow, right? I mean, let's be realistic here.
Yep.
So if you can't get to that point naturally like you would normally, you got to throw some things into the mix. And so that's kind of the go-to. And, yeah, it works. So,
great. Hey, speak of the devil.
Hey, honey.
Forgot the charger.
Hey, we're talking about choking.
Yep.
Oh, it's okay. We've only got like 7 listeners.
We're not getting into detail about it either. So it's okay.
Is it good?
She's good.
Is it good? Yes or no? Oh, I don't have to tell you. I already know. So anyway, yeah. But that's all there is to it.
Yep. So...
And with those noise I made, I made a pretty good skeleton cock on the old heartbeat monitor.
Oh, that's beautiful. I didn't
notice
that.
Yeah, I like it.
That'll teach you to come back downstairs again. it's funny. It's a joke.
Dude, I'm telling you. I tell her everything. It doesn't matter. Like, she knows me to the T. Like, I cannot surprise her, period. Because I believe, like... You know, when you date somebody, it's always just such bullshit, and it's fucking games, and so many people, like, date chicks, and the chick's like, hey, hi, I like it, mar, 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 mar. And then you get married, and she turns into a fucking succubi devil cunt.
She bitch.
Yeah, she bitch. In my scenario, it's like, hey, this is me, this is who I am, this is what I like, I'm gonna be totally fucking honest with you, if you stick around, you clearly like me, and if you put up with my fucking smart-ass bullshit, then we obviously have a good relationship. And we do it, it goes both ways, and it's fantastic. I don't go both ways, by the way. I'm just waiting for you to always say something like that.
Yeah,
so.
I do, yeah. We,
You do. Is that what you're going to
no.
say?
No. No. You mean by, never mind. Whatever. I'm not going to get into that. I don't like penises, if that's what you're asking. If you're thinking that in your head, you're wrong.
No, I wasn't thinking that, but
no,
$50,000 tax-free right now. AIDS-free. Disease-free, completely. $50,000, 5-minute maximum. Would you say yes?
For my butthole?
No. Fuck that. I'm paranoid about my butthole. Like, I'm paranoid about ass cancer, so nothing goes near my ass.
Good God. I don't think you're going to get ass cancer from anal sex one time.
No, I'm not. I'm just paranoid about that kind of stuff. No. We talk about this at work a lot. It's actually kind of embarrassing, but...
Okay,
$50,000. Okay, for example, our friend... At work, consistently tells Calvin if he wins the lottery, he's going to have him blow him. That's his number one thing, which that's a whole nother fucking podcast right there, because I don't even want to get into the mental stress that brings me, because it's just fucking odd.
Yeah, it is.
But take him, for example. Right now, 50 G's, all hundreds laid out right here, and he's like, blow me. Tax-free.
God, after I'm done hacking up a fucking lung, I'll answer the question. Simple answer, yes. I'm blowing him.
Yeah, I agree.
I am sucking cock like there's no tomorrow.
Yeah, 50 grand's a lot of money.
Yeah, I mean, it's 5 minutes max? If he couldn't get off for like an hour, no, probably not.
Well, guessing on how he acts about it, 5 minutes is way too long. That's way too much time. He's not going to need it.
Dude, I can get him off in 30 seconds.
Ew.
If he's anything like me, I'm getting him off before
Wait, what does that even mean?
It's a joke.
What does that even mean?
It's only a joke.
Oh, my God.
Goodness. It's a funny one, though.
If he's anything like me. Oh, my God. If he's anything like me, when a dude blows me, I'm just like, ah. Skeet.
Yeah.
Dude, that was a good wiener there. Ooh, it's
like a laser wiener.
Oh,
my God. Yeah. He did another great penis.
Yo. Oh, that's a big bell end right there. Oh, yeah. A doubler. Tripler. Anyway.
Oh, shit.
What can I say?
So I got bad news and I got good news, Tim.
Okay.
The good news or the bad news first? Which one?
Bad news.
We ran out of shit to talk about.
Awesome. We can make it work. Don't worry about it.
Do our FMK already and then maybe we'll see how long that goes.
Did you figure out who all these women are?
Yeah, I did. I don't know names. I just have to see faces.
All right. Well, people at home, our FMK this week, we were thinking about it, and I thought we should do actresses who are older. You know what they say, the older the berry, the sweeter the juice.
Actresses so. Over 60. Holy shit, dude. Hold on. They just showed the clip called Worst of the Week for the soccer highlights. This dude jumps up to block a kick, and it hits him straight in the junk.
Penalty kicks are a bitch, dude. It's hard to judge.
It wasn't a penalty kick.
Oh, well, he's dude, just a bad goalie.
Okay. What? Well,
look at that flat top. Fucking 1992 juice is back.
Yeah, fucking
anyway,
trendy.
So I said, hey, how about actresses over 60? And so we came up with a list pretty quickly. So the FMK this week is going to be Miss Betty White, who has been in show business for, I don't know, 70 years. She turned 90 this year. Helen Mirren, who was in Red, and she's been in a ton of shit. She was in the remake of Arthur with Russell Brand. She's in her late 60s. If you don't know who she is, look her up. For an older lady, she's not bad looking. In her earlier movies, she was actually pretty hot. She was one of those like free-spirited ladies. She was naked in a lot of movies, and she had a fucking great rack on her, I'll tell you that. But even now, like, and she's got a great personality, so. And then finally, Diane Keaton. And I chose Diane Keaton for two reasons. I don't think she looks very good compared to when she was in The Godfather. She was Al Pacino's wife. Not the Italian bitch. She was the American bitch in the first Godfather, and then they had problems later. Had kids with her anyway. She looked great back then. That was way long ago. She's fallen off. Yeah, but the key here is Calvin cannot turn down the librarian look.
Yeah,
she wears the big librarian glasses now, and she's got a librarian haircut. And that's why I chose her, because I thought, this is going to be perfect.
Yeah, you basically destroyed me. Because now, I don't know. You go first, and I'm going to, masturbate?
Oh.
No,
okay.
That's the wrong word. I'm going to think about it, I think.
You're
going to
throttle the old pound cake. Okay.
Throttle the pound cake.
Yeah, I don't even know where that came from.
Never heard that one yet.
That's well, see, it's a mixed bag because by all accounts, all these women are very nice.
Yep.
Then again, this is a very piggish segment, if you will.
Yeah.
So, here's what I'm going to do. I think I'm going to fuck Diane Keaton.
Okay.
Because in her prime, she was great. She's a great actress.
And you want to choke her.
Why? That's a given. I'm a big fan of hers, and I think it'd be awesome. And I'd be like, yeah, hey, man, I fucking fuck Diane Keaton. That's crazy, right? Well, fucking Diane Keaton.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's get to the end of this. I think you all know what's coming. I'm going to kill Betty White.
Yeah.
But it's not because I don't respect her.
Yeah.
I have to choose someone. And in my mind, it's fair play. She's 90. She's had a great life. Okay? And as much as I would like to say in a very weird way that I fucked Betty White, I'm going to have to kill her in this situation. Which brings me to my third point, marrying Helen Mirren. She was always super hot. I saw her in a bikini last year in a photo shoot, and she looked fucking amazing for her age. She's funny. For this group, she is the total package. So that's it. F Diane Keaton, marry Helen Mirren, and I gotta take Betty White out because she's got more years. It's only fair.
Got more years. It's only fair. That's okay.
It's not a couple. It's like fucking 18, 20.
Yeah.
No, like 30. Fuck.
I'm very similar. I'm in the same realm here.
I know what yours is going to be, but it's okay.
Fuck, marry, kill in this order. Fuck Helen Mirren.
Yep.
Marry
Diane Keaton.
Diane Keaton. And
kill Betty White.
Kill Betty White,
and
dude.
Why Diane Keaton?
She's got those glasses, man. Oh, shit. Okay, I don't want to. Yeah, that's.
I know you too fucking well now. Oh, man.
Tim is to choke as Calvin is to librarian. That's on the next SAT.
That's pretty funny right there.
Yeah, so Betty, once again, Betty White, like, God, she's awesome. But, man, she's just old. I don't know, man. There's just something about her being too old. Too old.
Oh, yeah, it's too old. But that show she does, and I don't know how involved
off
she is.
Off the Rockers?
Yeah, Off the Rockers. That shit makes me fucking laugh so hard.
It's funny.
I like the old black lady.
Yeah.
And I like the old Asian dude.
Yeah.
They are great. Did you see the one where the black lady was dressed as a nun?
No.
It's my favorite one yet. I've seen about six of them. She's dressed as a nun, like the white shirt with the gray head thing. And she's on like a Razzie or a fucking hover round or whatever. And she's just barreling ass down this fucking sidewalk. And she's honking. And these two like 20-year-old white kids look at her and they jump up onto this statue. And she's been saying, get out of my way, get out of my way. And as they jump up, she's saying, get out of my way, ass clowns. And she stops and looks at them, and they're like, what the fuck? And she waves at them and smiles and says, God bless you.
That is
oh,
funny.
Oh, it's the greatest one.
I think my favorite one is also with her in it, but she's with the black dude that's in there too.
Mm.
And they're like in the park, and they're in the area where like people can hear them talking. And she's like, oh, yeah, I had a lot of fun last night. We should do it
again.
Oh,
yeah.
Like, they're just basically talking about how good the boning was the night before. And these two guys are just going, oh, shit, this is disgusting.
Oh, it's fucking funny. I don't care what anybody says.
Yep. So there's our FMK for this week.
FMK.
Betty, Helen, Diane, we love you all. But it's like there will be only one. Or what's the quote?
There can be
only
two men
one.
Enter, one man leaves.
Yeah, two women, two men enter. Hopefully, both of them leave.
Why not make it three men? I mean, you got one empty.
Anyway, five technically.
Seven ears.
If you're small enough to put it in the ear.
Any Asians in the audience?
Any Asians?
Hey man, that's terrible. So, I'm apprehensive to bring this up. We're gonna do some entry music, or what am I thinking? Theme music.
Theme song.
I've been away. We're gonna do some theme song stuff and try and make this a lot better for you. And my initial thought was, you know what? I'll just ask the listeners if they have any idea.
Yeah, write us a fucking song.
Where's your fucking emails? That's,
Yeah, whitetrashcast@gmail.com.
Yeah, and it's weird. Maybe it's just because I'm so cognizant of what's going on and the big picture. I don't send emails to the podcasts I listen to because they already get so many emails.
You've told them this.
I know, but I assume that I've got nothing of any sort that's good to say. But we want all the feedback.
We want all the good shit.
Yeah, we want the good shit.
And the Pineapple Express.
Pineapple Express. Oh, yeah. Fucking high guys. Well, if I win Powerball this week, This podcast will become the High Guys podcast in about 3 months.
Good.
And you'll hear about it if we do. Trust me.
Yep.
Oh, it's going to be fucking epic. Oh, fuck me.
I hope I win Powerball, too.
You don't even play Powerball.
I know, but you can imagine what it'd be like if I did.
If I win Powerball, I'm bringing you along for the fucking ride.
Yes. Dude, I met the right guy.
You think I want to fucking win Powerball and then go buy a big house in the fucking hills and just jerk off to porn all day? Like, I want to do fun shit.
Or like a missile silo in New York or something like
that. Yeah, like some fucking faggy gun rights guy that just wants a bunch of guns. Yeah. And he's like, oh, Ted Nugent, I'm going to blow you. Yeah, that's just weird.
Getting a new gun this week.
Hey, man, did you see the gun I posted on Facebook for you? Holy fuck, it's so goddamn good. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, it's so good. I think I'm going to jerk off, too. Oh, I just blew my load.
All right, let's moving on.
Oh, don't you call her a whore.
Yeah.
Hey, by the way, side note, completely random thought. We saw Tenacious D this summer, and while we were very much inebriated,
I regret that.
That show could have been better because we were both hammered.
Yeah.
However,
yep.
I fully believe, even if I was fully sober, as much as I love the D, Steel Panther.
Oh,
that is.
Wow, yes.
I've seen a lot of great shows. As far as straight up pure entertainment, I left with a smile on my face.
Yep.
Steel Panther is the best fucking show to ever see.
The guitarist was playing guitar and using the bass drum pedal at the same time to make like the most famous rock songs with his guitar and the drums. It was pretty cool.
It was fucking epic. And if you don't know Steel Panther, they do dirty songs. And they're awesome, like Asian Hooker. You should YouTube that one.
Yep.
But they fuck with the crowd. They interact with the crowd like a comedian would, but not like, you know, if you've been to a big show, it's like, hi, you're having a good time tonight. Look at this bitch, blah, blah, blah. It was like, hey, look at you up in the balcony. Is that your wife? Yeah, I've been looking at her pussy for 3 songs.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, I'm telling you, it's the fucking greatest. Ever.
At one point, they brought a bunch of girls up that wanted to dance on stage, try and get one of them to show their boobies. And, finally one of them did. One of them was like, I can't. My dad's from Iran.
She was the hottest one, too.
Yeah, she was the hottest one.
Consequently, the ugliest one showed her titties.
Yeah. But
not that I was complaining. You know, free titties.
Yeah.
You know, what are you going
to do? Who gives a shit? It was a good time.
They're just strange titties. That's all there is to it. There's nothing crazy about that.
And at the show, you can just relax because I ended up wearing, like, jeans and a cut-off Dare shirt. You know, you can just let loose.
Yeah, it was a Dare t-shirt.
All
right.
All white trash.
The arms cut off. It was pretty, it was white trash enough, that's for sure. It's crazy. It's so crazy. Fuck you.
So the other day, I was walking into fucking Shop and Save, and I remember you talking about the quality of Girl Scouts that are at each store
in different areas
of town. And, yeah, I walked into a Shop and Save in Maplewood the other day. And, oh, my goodness, these girls were nasty. Their moms were nasty.
Yeah, I'm telling you, like, the girls at Schnucks. Schnucks is one of the nicer grocery stores in the St. Louis area. Anyway, the Schnucks girls, it was like 5 little girls. Most of them were blonde, I think. I don't know. The moms were fairly hot for their age. Some of them had pigtails. They were nice and sweet. And they ran up, hey, you want to buy cookies? And like I said, I go to Shop and Save, and they're just sitting at the table with these frumpy looks on their face, and like the whole crew has unibrows, like, ah,
yep.
Holy shit. I don't think you're going to sell as much as those other girls, but.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, especially, like, the other moms. Like, dude, you want to get your daughter some Girl Scout cookie sales, show some damn cleavage. That's how you get the real sales going.
Oh, yeah.
Like maybe wink at the guy going through. Like, the little girl asks if you want to buy Girl Scout cookies. You look around, and you're like, I don't know. And you see a hot mom over there, like, winking at you, you know.
I wonder,
you're like, yeah, I'll take some Thin Mints, I think.
Yeah, yeah. I wonder if any stripper moms take the cookies to the club, and they're like, no, 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 no. Don't don't. You can tip me by buying cookies.
Oh,
I wonder how well they do, or if it's been done.
I don't know.
I'm sure it's been done. It's got to have been done.
You know, me personally, I don't buy Girl Scout cookies because Girl Scouts are feminists.
Okay, why is that?
I made that up. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
It just seems like a feminist group. Like Boy Scouts try and keep the women down, and Girl Scouts try and rise up and fight the power.
It's in the name, so
yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't buy the fucking popcorn.
The fucking popcorn sucks.
Yeah,
dude.
The popcorn blows.
I want to get mad at those kids. When they're like, hey, mister, you want to buy some popcorn? It's like, dude, what the fuck are you doing? I can go buy some shitty popcorn in here, pop it myself. It's going to taste better than this shit you're selling for 10 times more than it's worth.
Yep.
Meanwhile, these bitches across the street, the other end of the fucking year, are selling some bomb-ass tasty cookies.
Yeah,
how the fuck are you even trying to compete with fucking popcorn?
Yeah, they
what
got...
What the fuck are you doing?
Yeah, it's the same shit every fucking
year. I'm telling you, I think the only way the Boy Scouts can compete with the Girl Scouts, if it's like, if it goes like this. I'm walking into the grocery store. Hey, mister, you want to buy some popcorn? Nah, I'm good. I'm not into popcorn.
Can I finish it?
Sure.
You can bang my mom.
Oh, I knew you were going there.
Yeah.
Well, it depends if she has that unibrow.
Oh, yeah. That's
but
true.
I was
Are
thinking,
you walking into Shop and Save or Schnucks?
Yep. Good.
Fair enough.
Okay,
but
continue.
With boys, it's different. It's usually the dad, so it doesn't matter.
Oh, yeah.
But I was thinking, hey, mister, you want to buy some popcorn? Hey. I don't know. We're in Missouri. That
it's got crystal meth.
No, crystal meth. Come
I don't
on.
Fucking know.
No. And he's like, you're like, yeah, I'm not really into popcorn. And they're like, hey, mister, if you buy a dime bag off me and buy a bag of popcorn, I'll give you a free dime bag.
I knew it was...
I'll give you a bottle of LSD.
I knew I was close.
Yeah, you
I
were
knew
close.
I
you were
was
close.
Close.
Jenny goes, hey, mister, I'll give you this bump of cocaine if you buy the caramel corn. I'm telling. Or just fuck that.
Just sell drugs.
The Boy Scouts need to get liberal. Go to Washington and Colorado and be like, hey, we're the Boy Scouts. Quarter sack.
Yeah.
Quarter sack with a logo on it. It's an extra $3.
Oh, God.
You take the seeds and stems out? We sure, fuck yeah, let's do it. You weigh that shit? Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be good.
Yeah, Boy Scouts, stop selling popcorn, start selling drugs. You will dominate those bitches over selling Thin Mints and fucking Hody Hoes or whatever.
I would argue... Girl Scouts in 50 states, maybe elsewhere. I don't fucking know. I don't know shit about the Girl Scouts. Boy Scouts in Colorado and Washington selling sponsored weed.
Yep.
You got potheads all over. Hey, man, you're selling weed now?
Dude.
Hey, little man, I'll fucking help you out.
Put that shit in my hand.
Yeah, $15, little man. I'm telling you, you fucking two states compared to 50, you're going to dominate.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I have dreams now.
I have a dream.
I have a dream.
Dream. I was no.
Ooh, I made a mushroom.
Yeah. If you do have audacity, take our file and reinsert it in so you can see our terrible penises that we're drawing.
Or if you just want to email us, you can email us and perhaps we'll insert our wonderful penises into you.
Whoa.
No dudes allowed.
Whoa. That's pretty smart. You want a penis in your email? Email us. We'll reply back with a big blue penis.
Big blue penis?
Yeah, the Watchmen guy. Not really. That'd be funny, though.
He's like fucking toxic shock syndrome.
Oh,
just
yeah.
Fucking giant glowing blue color.
Dude. Yeah.
And it was good for his size, too.
Yeah, I'm pretty impressed. He's definitely a shower, not a grower. All right, what are we at? We're at 51
minutes.
We're
at 51 minutes and counting. Oh, wow. You look like you're dying. Are you going to live?
I'm out. I got nothing.
You're out?
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you one thing.
We're a little short.
We usually have a piece of paper here to tell us about things and tell us, hey, whatever. Ooh, I just farted.
Dude, that whole fucking couch just rumbled.
Anyway, one thing that's not on here for some reason is this almost porn story I have from Virginia. I used to
you
live
mean
in
this magazine's being sold in Virginia.
Yeah, I can't read.
All right.
So, I lived in Virginia for a while, And the guy I stayed at the house of was kind of a dick. And he was married to this fucking mongoloid of a woman. I didn't even realize she was a woman at first. That's how ugly she was.
Whoa.
But that's enough about her. Anyway, they had this townhouse in Virginia. Pretty expensive place. Real nice neighborhood. And I was in between apartments on short notice. Long story. My buddy was like, hey, this guy's reliable. You know, you guys kind of know each other. So I babysat this guy's house. I basically fucking fed the fish and made sure nothing caught on fire. So I'm hanging out one day. I think I was probably like, I think I was 20 at the time. So I was real young, real fucking, you know, real green. I didn't know what the fuck's going on in the world. And I'm, trust me, you think I'm huge into porn now. When I was 20, it was my life.
Yeah.
And you see a lot of these setup scenarios, so that's kind of shit that went through my head. Anyway, fast forward to I've been there like 2 months, and I get a knock at the door. And they, you know, they got like a big media room. I'm watching football or something. I go to the door, and it's one of those people selling the magazine subscriptions, and they say, oh, if you help me sell them, I can win a trip, blah, 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 blah.
Fuck you.
Yeah, yeah, I always say, yep. No, I'm not interested. However, the chick at the door in this particular time was at least an 8.5.
Oh, boy.
By many accounts, a 10. I mean, she was fucking
hot. 8.5 to 10, that's a big jump.
Right, and like we discussed before,
she was in a trailer
park. She's a standard 8.5, but she was white trash.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So she was easily a 10.
Yeah, you can't you can't get any higher. It's got to be a 10.
I partially see her. I can't see her face. I can't see her whole body out of the door because it's got like that frosted glass on most of it, and then there's like portions. Anyway, I open the door, and I freeze because in the 0.08 milliseconds it took for me to open the door and look at this chick, the only thing that I could think of was, okay, if this was a porn movie, I would say something to the effect of, hey, how you doing? Oh, you're selling magazines. I don't really like magazines.
Come on in.
But I'd be willing to help you out.
Oh, yeah.
If you'd be willing to help me out.
Yeah.
God. And I had this entire fantasy. It's like I lived out this entire fantasy in my brain in about, I don't know, 3 seconds. And I was just like, oh, my God, wouldn't that be amazing? However, I'm 20 years old. I'm green. I'm a pussy. I joined the military when I was young, so I didn't know shit. And so I was just like, you're selling magazines? And she went through the whole spiel of, yeah, I'm selling magazines and blah, 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 blah. And I went a fucking trip, which is bullshit. We all know that. Well, maybe you don't know that.
Yeah.
That's their thing. And she, in my head, I was just like, I can't ask her anything. I can't do this. And really, my worry was, If I fucking say something odd to this chick, she's going to fucking call the cops, or, you know, three dudes she's here with are going to come over and want to beat my ass. And I was just a total pussy about it.
Yep. Other guys fear are, I'm scared of other guys.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I was just like, I want to ask her to just suck my cock, really. And I was like, listen, I'll buy magazines if you blow me. You know,
that's
like,
what I want to say to every girl.
Right.
But
I don't know why you're buying magazines off them.
Yeah.
But, why are chicks selling so many magazines? It's fucking internet age.
I don't know.
Anyway, so she goes through her whole spiel, and then, to my detriment, she says, is there anything I can do? Well, I tell her I'm not interested. Because I'm a pussy. And she's like, is there anything I can do to change your mind?
God, that's...
And I basically keel over. Well, not keel over. I lean over and put my hands on my thighs. And I'm just like, oh, God. And she's like, oh, I'm sorry. And I'm like, oh, no, it's not you. She's like, oh, I didn't mean to bother you. And I'm like, oh, it's totally cool. And then she walked away. There's no climax to that story.
Damn it. What?
When in reality, what I... No, no, no. In reality, what I should have said, I should have went like, oh, God. And she's like, is this something I said? I'm like, it's something you didn't say. What you should have said is, I want to go on this trip. What do I got to do to get there? You name it. But I was too much of a fucking pussy to do it.
I think it takes one word. And when she says, is there anything I can do? Isn't that what she asked? Yeah. Is there anything I can do? You give one eyebrow raise, like you're about to drop the people's elbow on her bitch ass, and you go, anything? And then, boom, it's all on her table.
Right.
She goes, yes or no, and leaves.
True. I'm telling you. I know, but hindsight's 20/20.
Yeah, I know. There's no way in hell I would do it.
If it were to happen today and I wasn't married,
yeah.
You know, somebody comes knocking on my door. Hello? Hey, hi, I'm selling magazines in, you know, an 8.5. Oh, hey, what kind of magazine? You know what? Here's the deal. I'm not interested in magazines. How bad do you want to sell magazines? Well, I really want this trip and blah, blah, blah. Here's the deal. I don't want to buy magazines, but I will buy magazines, but I'm awfully lonely. So if you could think of a way for me to not be so lonely, then maybe I'll buy some magazines.
Yeah, I'll buy fucking Good Housekeeping. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Exactly. And then that's a good way to test the waters. At the time, my initial thought was, all I could think was, because I wasn't smooth at all, you know, is there anything I can do? Would you be interested in sucking my penis if I bought magazines? And that would not go over well. It just wouldn't.
Yeah.
Unless you're like fucking Super Stud 9000.
What you could have done is, how many magazine subscriptions would I have to buy to get you to suck on my wee-wee?
See, I didn't want to ask that because I was afraid, because I'm a paranoid person. And I was like, if I say that, she's going to call the cops and then they're going to come ask me questions. But in reality, it's really just being rude.
Yeah.
You want me to buy magazines? Well, suck my cock, you know? Like, that's not a crime.
Yeah, it's not.
But at the time, I was so stupid.
Yeah.
So, in reality, there's a good chance I passed up some really good sex.
I don't know. Yeah, it's up in the air. You'll never know. There's a lot of things that every man will never know because at one point or another, they didn't have the balls to fucking do it.
Yeah.
I understand.
Like most things, yeah.
That's a bummer.
Motherfucker.
So I got good news and bad news. Once again, which one you want to hear first?
Bad news.
We're out of shit to talk about.
Oh, don't you color
over.
You want
to hear the good news?
Yes.
It's been a fucking hour and the podcast is over. We don't have to talk about anything else.
That's right. You know, it could be longer, but we don't have any emails to go over, so...
Yeah, it could be longer, or it could have been packed with a lot more shit, like man's anus.
Yeah, you know what we could have talked about last week, but we can save it for next week?
What?
Getting a new pope.
Oh, the new pope! Yeah, we got black smoke today. Black smoke is usually the best. That's how you know it's good shit.
Yeah, the newscast was hilarious today. Because the news has gone downhill so much over the years.
Oh, yeah.
It used to be like a good thing to get into. Like, smart people did it. And I shit you not, the headline today, because everything's a headline and everything's breaking news.
This is good.
It said, the top line said, it said Cardinals locked away, ! And underneath it, it said, white smoke, new pope, period. Black smoke, no pope.
my favorite was right after that. It said something like, holy smoke. What the hell was it?
Yeah,
I can't
holy
remember.
Smoke Cardinals fucking vote or whatever.
Yeah.
Holy smoke. Wow, you are all so clever.
Yeah. Dude.
I bet I'd get paid
tens of thousands of dollars to fucking write that.
Dude, some douchey 24-year-old fucking journalism student came up with that. It's like, holy smoke, isn't that such a funny play on words? Because they've got smoke and they smoke it out, and then if it's black, there's no new pope, and if it's white, there's the new pope,
and
holy smoke,
because
they're holy. Oh my God.
Yeah, that's brilliant, Jacob. Thank you.
Yeah, it's the kind of bitch I want to choke right there.
Yep.
For real, though, not in a good way.
I thought that was a gay dude. But yeah, I was wondering. God damn it, between my cough and spelled shit, I fucking forgot what I was going to say.
Coffee McCofferson over here.
Yeah, I honestly thought I was going to die earlier.
Yeah, Calvin's had a pube cut in his throat for like forever.
It's not fucking pube. It's not caught in my throat anymore. I got a cat hair in my throat a couple days ago. Last night, actually. But it's gone now, and I'm still yakking.
Yeah, somebody told him licking pussy is good for him, and then it just went astray big time.
What? That's fucking in this thing.
Yeah, okay, so that's episode 6. We'd appreciate emails, and if you don't, you know, fuck off.
Yeah.
Good day to you.
So, good time. Just remember, if it smells like almonds, it's dank-ass vagina. Good night.